I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Go. Go.
All right. I'm bad. I'm bad. We're live.
We are alive. All of you listening with your forward-facing binary face ear holes.
Face holes.
You ear hole. It's going to be the new asshole. People just call someone an ear hole
or
when
like,
they're being an asshole.
Did you find a way to integrate some of our new British insults throughout the week?
No, I did not.
Oh, shit.
No. Just using regular old American ones like...
Then why the hell are we
bagger.
Doing this? Yeah.
Carpet stancer.
Carpet stancer. Yeah. Carpet lancer.
No. Yep, you know how Lance
Damn
puts
it,
carpet.
Lance.
Yep. Damn it, Lance. You carpet stancer.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say Valentine's gifts. I got actually a really badass gift. I got a GoPro.
That's
my
pretty cool.
Yeah, my husband knows the way to my heart. He listens. Because I've always said, like, if I had a GoPro, I could just,
A GoPro, like, arthroscopic?
Yeah, we're just going to keep an eye on my colon.
Well, he knows the way to your heart now because mapped it out via a tubing.
Well, and there was a lot of testing leading up, so I kind of started to get the hint. I knew what I was going to get.
Yeah, well, that's pretty
you
cool.
You know, given all the heart tests.
So, what are you going to attach to your kids when they don't know it and stuff and get all kinds of weird footage?
He got me a mount, like, where I could, like, mount it on my dashboard so I could record all the freakishly adorable things my kids say. Because that's really one of the things I really want. But he also got me, when he got me the mounts, he didn't realize that it came with it. And it was, like, $20. So, I'm just going to return it because on Amazon, I found, like, an entire freaking kit that's normally, like, $100. For like $24.99, and it's got the little like wild leg tripod. It's got the thing you can strap to your chest. It's got the thing you can strap to your head. It's got like a cleaning lid. It's got like all this amazing stuff for like $24.99. Like everything, it comes with everything you would ever need for your GoPro. And I'm literally just gonna hook it up and just try anything. It's gonna be so great.
Well, there you go.
There's nothing you can't do with a GoPro.
There's nothing.
That's nothing.
Well, that is nothing.
Why don't you just look at it? It's nothing. Because there's everything, and that's honestly what's going on here. Oh my gosh! Stop it. Okay, so I keep these USA Today. It's like the USA Today. It's like the, I guess it might be Section B. And I have Gail, she keeps them for me because they get USA Today at Vintage Park. And she just keeps these because I think I've told you they have like a little section for each state on that day. Apparently last week, oh my gosh, so weird. Indiana talks about the town of Franklin and Kansas talks about the town of Lawrence. Like this is like, this is a national, yes, it says Indiana, Franklin. Police are asking for the public's health. Help.
Well, I would like to ask for the public's help.
Please. Police are asking for the public's
help. Give me $1 billion worth of health.
As they work to track down Rough and Tough, the tussling grizzly cubs, depicted in a 2-foot statue, reported stolen from Franklin College late last week. What?
Well, I mean, this is a far cry from the loose bears that you hear about in a city like San Francisco.
Tell me about vaginas?
No.
Oh.
Manginas.
Those loose bears.
There's a lot of loose bears in San Francisco.
Yeah, they do sound a little bit gnarlier. Rawr, 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 rawr.
Oh, is that what they sound like?
Oh,
it's
sure.
even worse than
oh,
I imagined.
Sure. Okay,
my
so
goodness.
In Lawrence, Kansas, a local couple who sought permission to get married in a local cemetery will have to find another venue to proclaim their undying love. Those little rascals. They just want to get married around the dead.
Yeah, who cares?
Hey.
The dead don't mind.
You know what? The dead people, they can't object.
Yeah, like who gives a crap?
Yeah, who
Once
speaks,
again, this is like...
Who speaks
like, literally,
for the dead?
This is the most... ridiculous special interest of all. Like, hey, you're offending those corpses.
Those corpses.
Those piles of dusty, juicy bones.
You know what's going to go on your record? A corpse offender.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have offended these people. These zombies.
You know what? You pissed off the zombies. I'm not going to let you do that to yourself.
Have you seen that music video Thriller?
Matrimony with them dead people.
Michael Jackson and his crew of documentarians, they filmed what happened the first time that they danced on their graves.
You just can't. I like that I could even hear the flicking off of the cap.
No, actually that was... Well, I mean, that is a cat, but that
was... one of the cats?
Yeah, that was Helix batting one around playfully.
That's the cutest thing. Stop.
Yeah, well, hey, my alcoholism has benefits. I'm not an alcoholic anymore. I'm a marijuana addict.
As long as you say it.
Yeah, as long as you say it, it's okay. That's right. That's the first step. That's the 0th step. That's the one where you admit that you have a problem and then you just go on about it.
Yeah, that's kind of like what mom does. I know I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's the first step.
Like, and then you hear like little people sounds of their feet moving and then the car starting and then she pulls into like Salvation Army. I know I have a problem.
Yeah.
And then pulls up to like the sale clearance.
But see, that's just it. Like admitting that you have a problem isn't the first step. That could be. But sometimes it's a first step back to the fridge to grab another beer. First step to get another drugs.
I need more drugs.
I need more of drugs.
Apparently, in Paris, Maine, they had the most boring news. One man died.
Oh, that's boring.
When their car crashed and rolled.
Well, I mean,
where's the flash?
Well, it's probably a guy got decapitated by a crossbar or something. I mean, that could happen.
That makes it better, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. It's good and distasteful now. So now we can enjoy.
You going to bed?
Hold on. No, I am not.
Not you. What?
Are we watching the second one?
You can? Yeah, you don't have school tomorrow. It's President's Day.
Oh, man, it's President's Day? That's awesome.
No, you don't have to go to bed unless Daddy makes you go to bed. In which case, he's wrong.
He is incorrect.
Go watch your movie. Because it's going to be a school night after this.
And those are the stupidest nights of all.
They really...
God. Like, you don't want to tell them, but secretly when they come home with a reading assignment.
Did you say secretly?
Secretly. I think I probably came closer to saying sequently. Sanguinely.
Sequentially.
Sequestering. I think that, like, you know, you want to tell your kids, yeah, reading assignments are total bullshit, but you can't. That was always my attitude. When I heard that we had a reading assignment, I was like, thank goodness. I don't have to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's why I excelled at academics.
Yeah, you did.
Clearly.
Yeah, there was something the other day. There was a thing where the radio guy, you know, where they do commercials for, like, products, and they act like they used it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, parents, maybe your kids didn't go off to college. And maybe you didn't have to struggle to pay for that. And maybe they're just not sure they know what they're doing. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in 4 months, would you like them to get a jump start on technology? It's just like, wait, what?
What am I? Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was funny the way he was like. He's like, this new blah blah blah. In 4 months, your child can know these types of things, and it just reminds me.
Is this Scientology?
I know. Wait a second. Is this Illuminati?
Huh?
But it was. It reminded me of. Have you watched Baskets yet? Have you caught up on it yet?
No. Remember, I can't see it. It's like I have to pay money.
Damn it!
I don't have money.
Anyway, there was a part in there where Chip Baskets, twin brother Dale, Chip and Dale, Dale Baskets, he started and runs a community college. It's called Baskets. It's so funny. And Baskets Community College. And he's like, you can learn things like gardening, landscaping. He just goes through all these funny, hilarious things. And that's what this radio announcement reminded me of, except this was real and this was a show. So, come on, Kansas City. We can do a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we can.
Oh, here we are again.
Oh.
Back in the open plains of conversation after that exciting dirge through a wondrous land of jungles and sand traps and exotic creatures. And here we are again, just in an open plain of conversational subjects, and we could just talk about whatever we want after that nonsense.
We can. In sure. Carson City, Nevada. Tilton, New Hampshire. A 26-year-old man suffered severe burns on his legs and hands after the battery of an electric cigarette exploded in his pocket.
Yep, just like totally torched his scrot, probably.
Whoops.
It's like, sorry, babe, I can't nail you tonight. My scrotum's torched.
It's from my habit.
It's from my habit. My habit totally scorched my scrot. Okay. It's not like a hat that a nun wears like you think, because I know that's happened to me too before and it's really confusing, but no, this time it's a habitual offense. And it's not like a fence that you might steal after you jumped over
what
it having
you call me?
Fleed your habitual.
Well,
you're being
shit.
Such a habitual.
Exactly.
Is that what that guy married in the never mind. It doesn't make any sense.
Good. Yeah. Look, Jason showed some restraint. You just gotta put 7 beers in and he gets it.
I want beer 3. I want beer 2. Beer 3.
Beer
2-3.
Beer 3. So in Denver, Colorado, the Denver Zoo, they're mourning their matriarch orangutan, Sally, who passed away over the weekend.
I almost couldn't even get through that, Jay. Don't be a dick. That was, like, way sad. Do you know how long their arms are?
Really long.
Oh, my God. They're so cute.
Really long.
And I think they're, like, the monkey ginger.
Yeah. The minger. And if you shave one, I don't even know what that would look like.
Yeah. It'd probably look like one of those, like, Bryan Cranston.
Probably, actually. Bryan Cranston might be a shaved chimpanzee.
Oh, my God. And your eyebrows. He can lift a car.
Yeah, he's got a. I bet that guy's super strong. I bet.
Like on Daniel Tosh, if you see a retarded chimp, run.
Oh man, well, don't like just try to make yourself big or small, because that thing probably can outrun
make
you too.
Make yourself what?
Enormous. Make yourself penis sized, as I said via a tweet. Is what I would say is that if I start to say that, I'll be like, well, that's one penis sized truck over there, and then the guy who owns the truck is like. What? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, I like actual can't breathe because every time your voice cracks, it's like when you're going through puberty, but you're like over 30.
I don't remember that happening ever. I don't think that's once happened to me. That's never been the case.
Oh my gosh, speaking of which, okay, so today,
I am aware.
Okay, so yesterday we went for a family day and we were driving and the kids were already getting into it. Mm-hmm. We're like, guys, seriously, stop. We don't. I'm not starting this nice,
like,
fun day
just
all negative.
Keckling hamsters back there.
Ugh, it's like wrestling hamsters. It's like, stop, guys, don't fight me. Stop.
Just a ball of hamsters.
So I've always told the kids that you were a super whiny baby and you used to cry about stuff and I used to hit you to get you to stop crying, and because you would embarrass us in front of the neighborhood friends. Anyway, so. Yesterday, as we're driving out of Baldwin, I go, Kinsley, you don't have to cry about everything. That doesn't get your point across. Like, don't go immediately to emotions. No one listens to you when you cry immediately. That's what Uncle Jason did, and Mommy couldn't. And then Roscoe goes, I love it when you say that Jason did that. And he loses it. Like, he's laughing so hard.
Oh, good. The childhood Roscoe is bullying the childhood Jason. Throughout the sands of time, there you just hear like whooshing desert sand in a sandstorm, and then you just hear like Roscoe's tiny little voice like just in the background. It's like, oh, damn it!
The way that Jason still slumps his shoulders.
Yeah, you just see like a sad shadow drift off into the desert to die, and that's me. I was coming back. I was like, I just went out to whiz, and then I came back to camp. And then I just heard like a disparaging remark at my expense and like aimed at me. It wasn't. I mean, to Roscoe's credit, it's not offhanded. He would say it to my face.
No, he totally would. But the fact that he loses it, no one else responds. But Roscoe thinks it's the funniest thing that you would cry, baby. He laughs so hard, and he goes, oh, I'm Jason. Oh, I'm crying. Stop crying. And he like goes through this like. But he imagined we said to each other. Like I said, he's like 5. Yeah. So it's just the best.
Yeah.
Well, and you grew out of it, and that's good. You just didn't grow out of the cracking voice. And I love it that it happens probably when you're like, hey, okay, babe, you want to go back to my place?
I think that it's incorrect what you're saying. But sorry. I can't judge. And I will, but I can't. But I will.
Man, I got one tiny chunk of Cheerio stuck in my breatheway.
A Chunkio? The less popular Cheerio? They tried that
yeah,
first?
Yeah, it's not near as popular.
They got Chunkios. It's just...
I'm just waiting for them to make Chunkios gluten-free.
Semi-solid chunks of fibrous chocolate.
Oh.
Chunkios. It's just like, the longer you leave it in the milk, the more it just becomes a pure liquid, so you want to eat it fast. Like, if you imagine what happens to Chex Mix, times 100. And actually, the sugar breaks down, and the taste becomes quite unpleasant. There is a foul odor. You should eat it quickly. Don't even add milk to it.
You know what? Yeah.
You know what? Don't buy it. Don't buy it.
That's not a very, like, high praise.
No. Reminds me of the movie, Road to Wellsville, though. If no one has seen that, have you seen that? Check out the Road to Wellsville. It's what's his nose from Election. I forget that dude's name.
Holy crap! We have Wellsville right here by Baldwin.
Was that where Kellogg was from or made? Invented?
I don't know, but Wellsville's like right here.
Well, because
everyone calls it Smellsville.
Well, there might be, you know, more than one Wellsville because it's sort of
an historic name.
That's true. But the Wellsville in The Road to Wellsville is actually like a semi-biographical and slightly like very embellished retelling of the story of Kellogg. And I guess what's funny is that if you go back and watch it, they show the history of, like, the whole movie is propelled forward. The plot of the movie is propelled forward by real-life reports of what happened, like, via Kellogg setting up a cereal empire. And then, like, how I think he or his competitor...
Oh, that cereal empire.
They were, like, a nut job about health, and that's what the whole movie is about, is this town, this, like, cult town set up that's mm-hmm. Wellsville, where you go to endure a whole bunch of weird... medical procedures or therapeutic procedures like electronic baths and all these weird humors.
That's
and things.
So crazy.
It's a very interesting movie. Matthew Broderick? I think that's his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's her the
guy,
horse face?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick, the guy from Election and everything. He and a couple other known actors. It was an earlier movie from like 20 years ago before they were all super famous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, like, while they were becoming famous, but not Kevin Spacey. He wasn't in there. And Paul Rudd. Is that his name?
Oh, I love Paul Rudd. Freaking A.
That he wasn't in there. I think it's more important to mention, like, when you mention a movie, say that, like, those guys aren't in it, because otherwise it's just best to assume that they were in it.
Oh, so, that's like, so true. Like there are things where you're like, yeah, I knew he'd be
like
in it.
He's Fly,
not in it.
The Fly mm-hmm. and The Terminator not starring Paul Rudd, you know?
That's
we should
true.
Just go back and change all those.
I haven't seen Ant-Man. And the
it was
other
actually
day,
good.
We saw a preview. I know. I can't believe I haven't seen
I thought
it.
Was
is it out
be
on
a,
Redbox?
I thought it was going to be a tiny pile of shit. Because
yeah, it's just the tiniest one.
It seemed unfeasible. But then I watched and I was like, wow, they explained the fuck out of this. They justified the hell out of this story.
Well, is it at Redbox yet? Or is it on Amazon Prime?
Well, let me just go check my phonograph news.
Yeah, you should go find out.
And read the telly. Get the report off the wire from the stork out of the smoke signal.
Immediate town.
Totally. Totes okay. my goats. Give it to the goats and have them totes it around.
Hey, like I said, Wyatt's friends, they just got goats. I'm going to see them tomorrow. I'm going to ask them if they tote them around.
Absolutely.
I should bring them a tote.
Yeah, tote
like
for the goat.
Like a goat warming?
You should just be like that asshole who shows like, do you want a goat tote? Here's a tote for your goats. Goat tote.
Totes my goats.
Should we get your GoPro? Get your GoPro, goat tote.
Oh my gosh, I could get
should GoPro
video
giving go co-
with
goat
my
totes.
GoPro.
You should GoPro giving goat totes.
All of it.
Do it.
I'm going to get those goats running at me at full speed with my GoPro.
Like
it's going to be so cute.
Like just think, channel that commercial with the hump day with a mic. But do it with goats and just like be the like a dumb asshole just yelling goats and
they
totes.
They have to be like fed like four times a day. Did you even know that?
I thought they just fed themselves everything. Like, they have to be unfed the other, like, what is it, 12 times a day?
Oh, that's what I thought, too. I thought
how
they
many
eat
times,
everything.
People say one time per day. How many times per day are there? is what I want to know.
What's a real day in the space-time continuum?
What is a real time? Like, if it's four times a day, how many times is that out of? Is it 24 times? So do I have 20 extra times?
That's true. That's where we get here. We get complex thinking. I think so. Well, you're welcome.
I think that's how it goes. You're welcome. Perchuckum.
Well, anyhow, I did do some research in goats because I really would like to have one, but if they can get noisy in town, I could get in a ton of trouble. So I was looking into it. Are goats noisy? And they actually are quite more particular in their eating and what they eat and how they eat than you would think. I'm like, really? Apparently they don't like grass as much as they like flowers and bushes. I thought they
just ate cans and turds.
And like bramble. Yeah. I just wanted to say that word.
Bramble. But yeah,
apparently they like all that kind of stuff. Like, they could get through brush. Like, if you have, like, a big area that has, like, a ton of overgrowth, that's the kind of stuff they like to eat. Like, mobetta. Mm-hmm.
I don't do research because I do it right the first time.
Ooh.
Take that, science. I would feed a goat some bramble.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's get some bramble, bro.
Do you want to, like, grab a coffee and some fresh bramble?
I'm a brambling man.
I'm a brambling man.
Yeah. Goatly.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Speaking of goats, have you seen the cover models for the new SI swimsuit cover?
No.
They have three. One of them is Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. The other one is a plus-size model.
The other one's like an old model?
No, the other one's a young lady who's freaking gorge. Hate her.
Well, because I mixed it up. I saw like a couple covers that came out that were all fat, non-shaming. And so they had a plus-size model and like an older model on there. And it's like, we're doing this again? Okay, enjoy. It's going to go away.
Well, they're pretty hot. The blonde one, she only has, like, last year, like, they were, like, little tiny triangles holding her boobuses in.
Ugh.
This year, it's only bottoms, and she's only covering her nipples with her hands.
Her boobaloids.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the plus size, and then the other one's, like, Ronda Rousey, and they're just, like, all looking, at, you know. One of them is Haley Clausen and Ashley Graham. And people are just, like, Beyonce's black, you know. They just keep freaking out.
Yeah, I would still be worried about that more.
They are gorgeous. I don't know why it took them so friggin' long to get a plus-size model on there. She looks insanely beautiful. Well, like, who the heck cares?
I think the whole modeling industry was taken over by fashion. Like, literally, it was just about clothes. And, like, you just had...
Can,
like,
this fit people outside of size, too? Well, I hadn't an idea.
It's literally, like, I don't know. It's not as insidious as I think it's, like, it's bad on the... On the women who try to be models, but like the model type, that skinny, bony frame is basically to accentuate the clothes. Like, they drape better on that size women. And then we saw those women in magazines and it became fashionable. And we confused.
Yeah, we can't help with the human life.
Fashionable with sexy. And sexy is different from fashionable. Way different.
Oh my gosh. Hey, that's a really good point, Jason. Thank you.
I'm drunk.
Blah, Jason drunk. Only starts to make sense and gets super deep when he's drunk.
Well, I don't think that's the case also. I'm usually not drunk, but... Ow. Sorry, I'm scratching my leg. It itches.
What'd you do?
I don't know. It just started itching all of a sudden.
I don't know why everyone lately is posting like a ton of sunset pictures. And I get it. I understand. But I still think my sunset was better.
It's all... nice.
It was. Our sunset was super good last night, and I took pictures. I didn't post them, but I still might. I still want to kind of be a dick. I never get enough chances to be a dick.
Yeah, no one gets enough chances.
Well, some people just take their chances. I think that's the difference.
Like, well, that's what dicks do. That's what being a dick is. It's an art form.
Oh, that's it. They take a chance. So it's like rape, and then the vagina is the chance.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, so we're all just raping life. Get out there and don't go live life. Go rape it.
Wow.
God, my shin really itches.
Does it really? I bet. Oh my gosh, I know what it is. Since you have snow and the winter weather,
Well, I'm wearing wool socks, but it just started itching.
You're so dry. It's dry weather. If you put on lotion, it won't itch so much. My shins itch too, and guess what? It's my left one more than my right.
Yeah.
Is it your left one?
It's the right one.
Well,
which is not
that's
the,
like I said.
Which is not the right one.
Like I said, I'm right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it must be genetic. Like, literally. Oh, it's funny. I think the two opposite sounds came out of us.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Speaking of, I alluded to in a previous epidude. Let me get my. Let me try. Because I have had a. This is a frog farm in my throat. A throat farm. I have a throg.
I think you got it.
I have a throg in my throat.
Throg in my throat.
Yeah, exactly. I put some Neosporin on my shin. That feels a lot better.
Well, it should be lotion.
Well, that's the same thing. Okay. I'm gonna put some sand on there. That's the same also. my voice has been dry this whole time, but I have what might be the funniest character ever.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Because I figured out that I can inward talk.
Can you really?
Anything I want to say. If I say it breathing inward. It doesn't matter what I say. I could just say, the weather outside is frightful.
Say, the weather outside is weather.
The weather outside is weather.
You should say some rap song lyrics in that voice.
Well, what do we got? Let's see. Rap song lyrics is what I'm literally typing into Google.
Oh, wow. You can do that?
Let's see.
Are you going to get flagged for racist?
Let's see. So, got me walking around because I really want to take in my surroundings. Take another. That's not funny.
Oh, here's one. Beyonce said, "When he fuck me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster."
Well, hey, so you don't say you're doing it wrong. You text it to me via the chat window. We've done this before. We need a protocol set up.
Okay. I'm gonna fire from my mouth. Okay.
Send me a link to a website or just text.
I'm gonna type it.
Things. Well, don't type it. That's gonna take forever. Copy and paste it, you weirdo.
Well,
we're going to sit here.
We're just going to sit here like a couple of jackasses.
On my iPad, so I can't really do what you're saying.
These are lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh. I see it. I want it. I stunt. Yellow bone it.
See, it doesn't matter what I say. It's so ridiculous. Like, here, actually, okay. I'll read the ingredients on this package of crackers.
Okay. Enriched flour. Iron. Thiamine. Mononitrate.
Stop. Okay,
no, I've got many more to get through.
I see.
Ribolit. Folic acid.
Hold on, I've got a lot more to get through.
Oh, God.
Sunflower oil. Sugar. Glucose.
It sounds like you're perpetually worried.
I know.
Malt extract. Whey powder. Salt. Ammonium bicarbonate. Sodium bicarbonate. Natural flavor. Monocalcium phosphate. Proteins.
Change the tones, like up, down, and
Metamazobite.
Like go down, like last minute, like
contains wheat.
That's the one. Oh no.
Milk contains soy.
Oh no.
See, he says anything. I could read anything. It doesn't matter. Like, it does. I've literally found the bare bones of comedy. Just.
It does not matter.
Any syllables that I say in that voice will be funny. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
I found
it. I'll send you the lyrics for Formation if you want to read any of those. That'll be good too.
What? Oh.
Not that my stomach muscles can.
You sent me what?
I emailed you the lyrics to Formation, Beyonce's. I just think it's really fitting. No. If you want to pull them up, but maybe my stomach can't take much more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
It was ridiculous. Oh, let's see here. I don't even know how to say some of these words.
I know!
All right, I'm going to do my best here. What happened at New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back by popular demand. Y'all hate it, corny. With that Illuminati mask. Paparazzi, get my eye. This is real time. This is real time. Yeah, and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my DVD dress.
Don't forget to go really low at the end.
I'm so possessive. I rock and rock necklaces. I'm running out of steam. It's hard to do this.
Oh, no.
No, my daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You make that Negro with cereal. Texas, Bama. I can't get through all this. I like my baby hair with baby rabbits. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. Oh, that's enough. I can't do anymore. I can't do it no more. I can't do no more.
I can't.
Good, thank you, sir.
Say, I can't.
I can't. I can't, and I won't.
Oh, my God.
Y'all don't even know.
It doesn't even sound like you.
No, it's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. I don't know why that happens.
That's amazing. Okay, mm-hmm. So what were you doing when you figured out that you had this obvious talent?
I was delivering pizza.
Is it natural that a lisp happens?
Yes, it is, because it's difficult to pronounce consonants when you're breathing inward. And so I found out that sometimes...
Like ventriloquism?
Sometimes instinctively, like when you're about to drown, you like just breathe in anyway. It's like the same thing, like at the last second when I'm trying, like I S's will be out. So it's just like... Yeah.
No. So like what we're doing here, we're constantly drowning with words. We're just going for it.
I'm drowning in words and thoughts.
Just like I'm dripping.
Really?
Positively dripping.
Yeah. I'm shedding emotion.
Shedding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I can talk through like a closed.
Oh, mouth, yeah. Well, I am.
But that's all I can do. I can't do what you do.
It's not quite as insane, but. It's
hold on, I'll try a little bit.
You should.
What the fuck are you up to, motherfucker?
Yep.
Just like a little bit. Like,
word to your mother.
Word to your mother, Jason.
It's really hard to say.
Fucking
like,
business. Blasting black. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's just like so solid.
This is I saw a picture for a guitar that's designed for women's boobs.
A guitar design for women's
boobs. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'd also like to see it more curve-shaped, too, because obviously the guitar is very phallic and was designed to mimic a penis, so...
Oh, yeah.
A penis. But no, I guess it's got boob grooves.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Which is a good band name. Like, you can just literally, like, a one-woman band called Boob Grooves, and it's like she plays a boob groove guitar.
It's obviously got to be jazz.
And you know what? That's a good segue to, I forget her name, but there actually is probably one of the, like, hands down, one of the most talented, speaking of guitars with boob grooves and guitarists playing them with boobs, one of the most talented guitarists ever is like a 16-year-old French chick who like, if, I forget her name. What is her name? It's
ever?
Tina. Okay, Tina. Like, her name is just Tina the guitarist. Like, if you search
If you only Tina, have one name.
Yeah, she's up to Oprah status, and she's only 16, and she doesn't even have a TV show or a network yet.
DA FUQ.
It's just Tina S Guitar, but if you look for Tina Guitar, that's what I Googled, and she's just, like, this 16-year-old, I think she's 17 now, French girl, who just covers the shit out of every single impossible to play guitar song ever written. Like, she's just sitting there shredding the fuck out of these songs, looking bored doing it. It's weird. Like, how?
That's amazing.
How does a 16-year-old girl even learn? Like, how is there enough time to do all that? But she did. Well, like, she's like the best guitarist the
time,
ever.
You know, 100 years ago, by the time she was 16, she could have had two yeah. kids and one in the oven.
Look at all this time she's wasted. Mm-hmm. Damn it. We could have had a couple of extra kids mucking about, and now we've got instead guitar covers. Like, maybe she could have gotten a couple sons and they could have played the guitar proper.
Jason, don't take the glory.
You're the one who started the sexist diatribe. I'm just going along with it. I'm just yes anding, just picking up the vibe. Women are inferior. I gotcha.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, there was this thing that I listened to. Uh-huh. It's actually probably a couple of years ago now. I'm so old. But,
You might as well kill yourself. You already have children.
There's kids that are, like, 15, 16 that they wanted to go to law school. They felt like they could handle it. And the law school laughed. And they said, fine. If we can't hang and we can't do it, then we'll pay for it. Otherwise, we just come as a social experiment. And they did. And not only did they flourish, they graduated the top of their class out of law school. And what it came down to was, by age 12 and 13, children 100 years ago were already working the farm. They were already, like, had jobs.
They were already being married off.
Yeah, there's so much more that basically we're expecting way, 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 way less. Obviously, you and I have talked about how parents are completely over-padding their children in helicopter parenting, but not even that much. Like, it's way worse. By the time ironically, they're 18, do they not have social skills whatsoever, and they don't know how to hold down a job, whereas at 12 and 13, by the time Wyatt was 12, we're expecting way less and way, way, way tinier standards from our children. They're capable of so much more, and we're shocked
at the same time
when they
that
know
we're
so much.
Expecting so little productivity, we're espousing so much nonsense. Like, we're saying, hey, just feel how you want and say how you feel, and that's what's real. And then it's like, don't worry about a job. We're not developing any value, any usable life skills, like taking the score out of sports. Once again, life keeps score. It's called tigers. They're the scorekeepers of life. Predators are the scorekeepers of life. They're like, oh, you just lost a score because...
Yeah, they're going to eat the shit out of your face.
Yeah, we snatched your whole tribe, like, because you were dumbasses and you didn't, like, plan ahead. And I don't know. It's just so much, like, if you really look around at all the subject matter, it's just because we have so much excess. We're allowed to, like, society allows for nonsensical viewpoints that are unproductive, and they're not where we came from, and they're not necessarily where it's good to go.
Yeah, but people are getting distracted by them by, like, oh, something shiny. It's like, that's not even shiny. That's dull. That's like a
special
interest group. That's like the shininess of a spoon.
That's not even alive. It's not organic matter. You're protecting a buried pile of rocks.
Yeah, like an inanimate object.
Like, someone just found a bunch of fossilized turds that were shined from years of ocean drifting, buried them in the reflective surfaces, and now you're worshiping at the altar of the buried, shiny ocean turds. Why? Is what I ask you.
There's, like, it's like there's no value, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could probably, like, just sort of bisect them, cut them into coins or something at the very best.
Oh, yeah!
I mean, what
fossilized
I'm just...
poop coins!
Yeah, what I'm describing sounds, you know, relatively rare, but, you know...
Yeah, when you start talking about it, it does get more exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
I'll give it to you.
Similarly, I would say everybody just shut up about all the things that you talk about, and then we just won't even go there with the poop coins.
Okay? So peaceful.
Yeah. We'll just continue trading gold, not feces. That sounds good to me.
I got plenty of feces if you want to trade.
Well, man, if only poop were wealth.
If only.
We'd all just be shit deep in riches.
That's like the people that had the home that they, like, completely lived by, and they had, like, the cisterns in the bottom that super spun their poop until it was, like, in dry packages. And then they, like, take it out and they can somehow process it so it can be used as fertilizer, but it's, like, their own poop. So instead of, like, wasting into the ocean, they're like, you know what? We're going to turn that shit into something useful.
Yeah, don't waste that waste.
And that's what our youth need. Yeah, don't waste that waste.
Cisterns, brothers. Lend me your rears. God, stop. We found a cistern out back. Like, literally, we were digging, and there was a, like, just a hollow.
Who's we?
I don't know, people. There were John Clarkson, maybe Pavey, and I. Maybe.
Oh, God. What?
No. No, what? What? I just woke up. I just woke up. What's happening?
Duffo.
Like when you start digging, you just hear a clang. And then you keep doing that until you punch a hole in the clang. And then you realize that it's hollow. And then you're like, throw some cement on that and bury it. We don't know what that is.
What if it's like treasure? You guys like just freaked out?
It's probably just a treasure turd.
Oh.
It's not a treasure chest. It's a treasure butt. A treasure colon.
Oh, no. Wow. Is he alive?
No, I think he just died.
Did he really?
No.
Oh.
That's Scalia.
Damn it.
All right.
You always get me with that.
Saying things. It's pretty easy.
You have different information, and sometimes I'm very valuable.
Sometimes. I don't think that's fair to all times.
You're right. Touche, motherfucker. Touche.
I am done shedding.
Are you done shedding all over the place?
I feel like I've built a shed shedding.
Are you gonna shut down the shed shack?
I shed an entire shed shack.
So you shay.
Yes.
I said she shed.
By the she sore. Ugh.
Just waiting for the number.
This is one overdone episode.